Hello. Hopefully, it's just not the two of us. There's trouble.
He thought you
He
could
thought
get
you could
away.
get away. Never, never. I'm also realizing I need a haircut again. It's getting a little too long. Although I scorched some
Yeah.
of it off the week, so.
Oh, mad skills. Was it over a barbecue, over a bonfire?
Fire. We're cleaning up my parents' estate, and there's a ton of old scrap wood. So we've been putting a building a bonfire in the back, and I got a little too close. So scorched my eyelashes and scorched some of my hair. I got in the car. I'm like, why does my hair look weird? I had this really weird brown color. I'm like, oh, I got too close to the fire. That was not a good
Nice.
idea. May I help you? All right, let's give everybody another minute or two to join, just in case. Today should hopefully be fairly non-eventful, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So what I'm kind of hoping to do today is I kind of alluded to it. So the front-end developer for Vega actually has some open time, or may have some open time. I'll put it that way. So I want to say has open time, may have some open time. So we can, if I can find front end only work, it's very well possible that it could get tossed into his pipeline to work on. So on the fee fine side of things, I thought something that would be front end only that he could possibly pick up that would also help is, rearranging the lost and overdue fines policy pages or the setting pages to make them maybe a little bit more readable, changing the wording around, things of that nature. Not actually changing the functionality of what they do, but more of the interface for setting them up. So that was actually what I was kind of hoping chatting about today is going over those two pages and seeing how we can tweak them quick, and if or if we even want to tweak them. I'm pretty sure probably people do. I know at least one person does besides myself. if we want to change them, no problem. If you want to change them around, and if so, I will get the tickets written up and try to get them over to him. So let me go ahead and before I go ahead and start doing that, is there anything anyone wants to ask quick, say quick, throw out there? Want to change directions and have this as more of a let's collect complaints session? I'm fine with that too. But I don't want to kind of roll
Well, I'll just say that I did create this. I created an agenda. I'll throw that in the thing. I put it in the same spot, Tom, that you had created a subgroup page for, before the WolfCon session. And I linked the recording to it so folks could see that of the working group at WolfCon. If there's anything, but I'm not tied to any of that. I wanted to create a little infrastructure so for these meetings. But you can put additional things in there. Just wanted folks to know that it's there. And I will link them back to our monthly like overview of what all our meetings are. I'm in the process of that.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, what my hope is to do is after this meeting is go through and work out a timeline, possibly a little similar to like the remote storage group, timeline of what topics we'll be covering, so that people can drop off and come back as they feel fit. But as I said, like right now, I was thinking of starting with the settings pages. Just because we may have developer time, but then after that, kind of getting into the idea that I presented at WolfCon of completely changing the FeeFine interface and cleaning it up, and then also going through and I would like to I know that that a lot of it has been discussed in depth in the past, but I know we also have a lot of new members and things change over time. I'd like to kind of go through claims returned, the manual charging process. Possibly even touch on the reminder fees slightly to see if that can be expanded or maybe reworked as well. And just kind of take a holistic look at fees and fines across the board and see where it needs love, for lack of a better term, and where we can kind of flush out some of the issues with it. I know it's functional, but there's a lot of things in there that I think could be done a lot better. And a little bit more consistently. So, does that all sound good, everybody? So, let me go ahead and share my screen. And chat disappeared. Why isn't when you share your screen, chat runs away? Okay, there we go. Hopefully you should be seeing a great Star Trek or Star Wars background.
Very nice.
I'll bring this up. Sorry, I use XD for UI stuff, so I just tossed it in here. This is, and I figure we could probably start with lost item policies. So I will admit that do not pay attention to the man behind the screen. So this part over here is part of a UI that I've been playing with, that I will probably ask you all about later on in another meeting, and it's dropping fee fines into its own settings section. So just kind of keep that in the back of your head. And there's also some stuff represented in here that I also wanted to chat about. I know like this refund policy is near and dear to Joseph's heart, so but right now, it's primarily this interface that I would like to chat about. This is basically the current layout, and if you want, I can also bring it up in our Sunflower environment that we have for Bugfest. But this is the current layout of the lost item policies and its information. What I can do is so. Would it be, and then if I go back over here, this is kind of the proposed layout that I was thinking of. So I'm not sure if you would like to do these side by side so you can see what they look like side by side, or how you would like to, what would make most sense to people to walk through this and try to figure out where things should be in this layout, what the wording should be.
Side by side works best for me, but I don't know what others think.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, if that's possible to do.
That is very possible to do. All I have to do is that, and then grab this, and then this could be here.
Your select skill is very impressive. Anytime I try and do that, I end up dragging all my elements all over the screen.
I use this application a lot. Okay, so there we are, more side by side. So obviously, like the general information that's up here at the top is usually fairly static. We have metadata information, which is when the last record was updated. It's in a little accordion that expands out with the source of the last update and then the create and source. So I'm not going to show that because that's usually fairly standard across them. And this general information tab is fairly consistent, or seems to be consistent, which is the policy name and then the description. I think the big changes that I was doing is I was trying to break it up into the different functions, for a back of lack of better term, instead of having just a list, to try to give a little bit more visual breakup. Is that a direction? What do people feel about that direction? Does that make it easier to read or interpret, or do you like this just kind of like information dump interface?
I would be more inclined to the information dump interface, have it all there in one go rather than open and close various submenus, because there's not an awful lot there.
Now, how would this look? This is if this is your is there going to be some, what is the word I'm looking for? Sorry, I'm still waking up this morning. In the future plan for having a unified fee fine settings and a new UI for managing fee fines, how does this redesign of these particular settings play into the bigger picture? Because one thing that we'd want to avoid is doing a whole bunch of work to make it look different without it being part of later plans for development.
So the why is it not copying and pasting? Oh wait, I know why, because that does not work. You have to hit Control D. I'm in the wrong application. So this one over here actually incorporates some of the other stuff that I was thinking about that I wanted to discuss with the expansion of fees and fines. Things like a system that does incremental fines based on actual cost and processing fees and replacements and the claims return and all that other fun stuff. This could still be done if we kept this the way it was. It would just, instead of having these individual pieces, it would just flow into this interface. So that's not an issue. I don't think it would be a hindrance to any of that. I think one of my worries is that as we add more stuff, is this going to make it more difficult to read? But that, again, like if people are kind of, sorry, I keep hitting the wrong key. If people actually do kind of like this interface, we can stick with that one too. It's whichever works best for you. Yes, David.
I'm a little torn here because I think actually the info dump, as you add more things, does start to get really confusing. Like I'm trying to figure out where the recalled items settings are here. And so I do think I actually sort of prefer the more broken out version, but I don't know that there's a way to see where it's sort of nested, because part of the problem with that broken out version is like, here's the lost items timing, but then recalled items also has timing under it, right? Because you want it to be different. I do feel like someone who doesn't know what they're doing would find the version on the left less difficult to navigate. And again, part of this is how often is that, going to be, how often is it going to be anybody other than a power user doing this? But I, particularly the sort of like if then parts of this, where it's like, well, if it gets recalled, then it does this other thing. If it gets this, it's this other thing. If it's claimed returned, it's this third thing. That does start to feel a little overwhelming if it's just like everything in one thing. But I think the larger point of thinking about how this plays into the long term is a good one to consider.
Susan?
Yeah, I hear Scott's concern about having to open a bunch of accordions, but I think that it could be solved by defaulting to open all the accordions, right? So that you're not having to toggle necessarily. So they sort of function more like headers instead of accordions. Kind of get the best of both worlds, if that makes sense. If we can agree on what goes into which category.
Yeah, and let me bring this over quick. So I'm looking in other patterns within settings, and this is on Sunflower. This is circulation loan policies. Loan policies actually use headers instead of accordions. The only place they seem to use accordions is underneath the request management. They have an accordion for recalls and one for holds. So we could do the same thing. Instead of using accordions, just switch it to a header. So it is one flowing interface, so you don't have to expand anything. And then if we have areas where we want it to have accordions, we could then say this, what I want this to be an accordion and an accordion app. Does that sound more like a plan?
I really like that idea. I really like the headers. And if we don't have to have the accordion, great. But if we need it, fine.
Sounds good. Okay, so let's do headers, or use headers as the main option. If we're talking about grouping, how does the grouping in the left, does the grouping on the left-hand one make sense, or does it seem to be too cluttered? Is there things that you would expect to see combined? We also have can possibly do different levels of headers. So, and break it up that way. So instead of having lost timing and then lost fees, we could have lost policy and then the timing is underneath there with the fees underneath there and the actual cost underneath there. What would make most sense to people reading through this? How would it makes more sense is probably hard, is probably a bad way of saying that is if you needed to find the information quickly, what would help facilitate you finding that information really quickly?
My gut shot right off the bat would be consolidate your timing into one header and then possibly doing subheaders of lost versus recalled. But anything that has to do with timing, you keep under one context. That's where my eyes would, if I was looking for that
Okay.
personally in the settings, I would go, where's the timing stuff? That's just my opinion. Someone else can chime in.
So let me mock that up. This is one plus thing with is one plus thing with being directly in here is I can actually mock things up as you say. So so if we did this and then we would grab this and this. Move this over here.
See, that's what happens to me.
It's because I'm not on a sheet. XD considers this an
There.
element and not an actual window. So yeah.
Gotcha.
So kind of something similar to that.
Yeah.
Sorry. What do other things think? Do you like that, or does that, do we need these lost timing and recall timing headers?
Just lost in recall.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I wouldn't really look for timing. Like, if it's anything to do with a recall, I want to look for a recall heading. And then I would find everything I need for recall there. Or if it's a lost issue, I'm going to look in the lost portion and look for everything there. But that's how my brain works.
No, that's completely valid.
So on that note, is there intentions in the future of having different application of fee based on recall? So you might have a flat cost for recall versus actual cost for recall. Would you create that as a, how would that look in terms of grouping right now. Oh, sorry, David.
No.
Go ahead.
I think just echoing what you're saying is because right now the only difference in the policy is the timing, right? Everything other than timing is the same, whether it's a standard lost or it's a recall. That's everything else is applied, whether the item was recalled or not. The loss fees, the actual costs, incremental, everything else. So I think that's a good question of, and at that point, hear me out. At the point, first of all, I'm not sure that you need that kind of granularity of control. But at that point, I would almost think then you're talking about like there should be a separate recalled lost item policy that gets applied, so that you're just pulling out recalls entirely in sort of the same way that I think really needs to be probably done with notices, in order to make that functionality work, which is to just say like this item has been recalled, it now has these other policies that apply. It has a different notice policy, a different lost item fee policy, et cetera, rather than everything being here's this thing's fee fine policy, and if it gets recalled, here's the different policy that lives under its same fee fine policy. That would give you actually that kind of granularity of control. I don't think in the case of lost item fees, I don't really see a compelling need for it. But if for some reason we went down that pathway of making it really complicated, then I would think you just would want the system to be able to move to a different policy.
Yeah,
Again, just my two cents.
I made a note of that. I think it might be worthwhile too, as we talk about this, also talk about notices. But I kind of like that idea of maybe looking into a separate recall policy and see if there is a need for that granularity, where you might want to charge a higher fee for recalls, or you don't want it to go through actual cost or something of that nature to give people a little bit more flexibility. So I made a note of us discussing that. So I kind of think that's a cool idea. Yes, Joseph, go ahead.
I was going to agree. I think that's a cool idea, and that it does offer that granularity, and some institutions might leverage, we want this book back now, so you're going to be penalized for it. But the flip side is, what's the lift? And this obviously will be later down the road, but what's the lift in getting that implemented in circulation rules and building that into the rules logic of having two separate quote unquote fee fine policies applied to a particular loan checkout. And for institutions like
Right.
us, that would maybe involve doubling the amount of circulation rules that we have based on patron combinations and so on. But I don't know what the lift is. I'm not the developer team that has to work on circulation rules, so.
So there has been other conversations. I believe Valeris right now is doing Circ rules. Vega does it a little bit. Circ rules hasn't been touched since basically the conception of Folio. There has been some discussions about possibly changing the Circ rule interface to make it more user-friendly. I think there's a lot of places in Circ rules where I personally would like to see more filter criteria. I think if we came up with an actual, I think we could implement it in one of two ways. Either the recall policy could be incorporated in with the lost policy, are linked to it somehow, so you're not changing circ rules, or it becomes another action item within circ rules. It may actually make things easier for interpreting the circ rules because now instead of having to look at the loan policy and tweak out this is the recall logic, this is the loss logic. That logic is now in two separate places. So if the item is recalled, follow this path. If the item is just lost, follow this path. So it may make that logic flow a little bit easier, but yeah, until it was actually hit a dev team, I can't tell you what the 100% what the lift would be. Yes, Susan.
I'm just a little worried about overly complicating the fee fine policy, which we haven't gotten to work right yet. Like, before adding more features to make it more complex, I would love to be able to get it to work the way it's supposed to work. So, not to be the wet blanket, but it's great to have lots of functionality and flexibility, but I want it to work and it doesn't currently work. So can we work on that first?
No,
Just
no, no,
no, we
no. New
can't.
features
Okay.
first, new features
New
first,
features first before.
functionality later.
I
No,
want to be able to do credits and export them. Is that too much to ask?
I know. I agree 100%. I think like if something like that, if I was to roadmap this out, having a separate recall policy, unless for some reason a large number of institutions were to say, no, we absolutely positively need this flexibility, it would be way down the timeline. Like it would be after splitting out the charge credit functionality within fees fines, because I think that's a major hurdle for a lot of stuff. And then also getting into the issue that David has with notices, trying to tweak that out. The issue with the actual cost processing and how that works, all that fun stuff. I think that stuff has to be basically what's there has to be fixed first, and then we can start expanding it out. Yes,
Yeah, and
David.
to be clear, I wasn't advocating that we should introduce that level of complexity either, and I think that sort of order of events I think is perfectly reasonable. I think I was really thinking about it more in the context of I don't think right now it is more complicated than that, and if it is more complicated then that starts to feel like a reason to break it off. But I think that that's really more, I mean, again, I don't even care how you break out the notice policy problem. I mean, you could have one notice policy that then refers to what happens if it's recalled for all I care. That's the part that really is, again, it's broken, right? It sends the same
Yes.
notice on the same time schedule for recalled items, which means that you can't send a bunch of notices quickly because something has been recalled. It just goes on the same slow slog as everything else. And it's
Yes. And I will say slightly
offends
when,
me.
no, I agree 100%. I will throw this out there. I don't want to deviate too much. When I was thinking about notices, this is the interface for data import. And what this does is you have job profiles, match profiles, action profiles, and mapping profiles. This basically allows you to build logic within data import. So when it hits certain fields, you can move things around. This is the sort of thing, or I'm thinking that we could even possibly copy this for notices. So that you could actually say, if something is recalled, then do this notice package. If something has lost, do this notice package. That it actually can branch out and react to changes based on the item or things that have happened to the loan instead of just being a straight list of notices. But yeah, that's kind of the direction I'd love to go with notices. I don't know if it's possible, but anyways. Back to this. So, yeah, I think he pointed out, David, is the difference between the lost and the recall settings in here is just the fact of timing. It's not actually changing the actual fees charged or anything else of that nature. It's just changing how much time the person has before something is marked as lost. So with that in mind, does this layout make more sense, or would it make more sense to break it back out into recalls? I think.
I think I agree with Aaron that it makes more sense to have sort of the core general at the top and then have recalled underneath it because it has a different timing than, or I mean, right now timing is the only thing that's different. And so it could just be that general has the core of the policy, which is how long before it gets overdue. I don't know about breaking out the timing as separate from the charge.
So something like that. I'm sorry, I'm trying to, where you just have timing. I mean, recall is separate underneath it.
Well, no, but under instead of timing, you'd have general, you'd have the things like when the first three elements or whatever they are, age to lost, overdue, when they're billed. Yeah, I guess where do you have replacement costs? Where did you put the actual cost? Oh, they're down there under lost
Yes.
fees. Sorry,
Yes.
the place where you not actual cost, but where did you put the things that get that what gets charged? Like whether it's replacement fixed cost versus actual cost, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, you put it under fees. That makes sense.
So this you would like to see up top.
Well, I'm just yeah, I w wasn't sure where it was. I kind of thought it was under general, but now I see.
Right now, general just has if an item is if lost item returned or renewed, do not charge overdue fines. No fees, fines shall be refunded after. And for lost items, do not charge a fee fine or after. So I think based on when you're the confusion that we ran into right there was it probably makes more sense to have, oops. To have the actual cost, which is right now, where is it? Have the
Did it
replacement
charge
fee up.
amount for item actual cost? Oh no, you have it down there. Okay.
Yes. So do something of this nature where it is charge amount for item is what the first thing, actual cost, and then replacement. Does the processing fees make sense to be separate or the processing po policy make separate or would you expect that just under general?
I would think the fees would be together. Like, I don't know. What do other people think? Because it feels like yeah, I would want all of the amount that's going to get charged should all be together.
And the only thing that would separate that out is if there was other conditional logic, which we've already established we're not diving into today.
Right. Yeah, it's just mainly the stuff on this one here. So would that be, would you, well, okay, so let's leave that under general. Let's bring up a new header. We'll call this one timing. We'll leave that there for right now, if that's okay. And then we'll throw in a new header, which we have no idea. So, items age to loss. So, let's see. Patron bills age to lost. Okay, automation. Yep, those are already in there. Recall patron bill for recall. Charge amount. That's already there. Charge lost item processing fee if declared lost by patron. So let's move this one over. Charge loss processing fee if chart lost by system. Never say how much I hate the wording of this stuff. Let's this one I kind of feel should be under timing. For lost items, not charged a fee, fine, close the loan after. Does that make sense to be under timing, or would that make sense to be somewhere else? Anyone feel free to jump in.
I mean that does if there is a timing section, I think it makes sense under timing because it doesn't make sense with what the charges are.
That one might need a subheader. So replacements allowed. Would you say that's a general setting or should that be its own setting? And right now I'm just going to say this is miscellaneous because we can break this out more or timing.
What does replacements allowed control? That is supposed to control whether or not you
Nothing.
can. Well, yeah, it does nothing, right? It's
does nothing.
supposed to control replacements allowed in lieu of paying a fee. So first of all, I think it's not clear what it does, what it is supposed to do. I know it doesn't do anything. We got around this by just creating a like payment type that is replacement copy.
Right.
I mean, doesn't fix this because whatever, but like, A, I think it should be with the fees.
I was going to say it could be its own. I mean,
Or its own thing, doesn't matter.
there were three replacement chunks. So it seems like replacements are its processing is sort of its own animal. And especially since it doesn't work right now, it's kind of irrelevant. Like none of those things actually do anything. So making an accordion and collapse
By default.
by default.
Wouldn't it be great if things that don't actually do anything were just grayed out so you didn't have to touch them and you knew that they were meaningless?
That is 100% possible. So what we can do is this. Whoops, what am I doing? Bum, 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 bum. I actually have them already grouped over
See,
here,
you
so
already
we'll
thought of
do
it.
this. So the suggestion is make this an accordion, and then we are going to grab all that, and we are going to say that this should be grayed out.
Can we have a little information button there that just says thin thread? Thin thread.
Information
All
buttons, yes.
of those. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But
I mean, yeah.
thin thread ex is assumes that there's actually a thread there.
Right.
Broken thread?
Right. At some point, the threads come
Wish
undone. Yeah.
it's a wishful thread, is what it
Future
was.
development.
Yeah. Aspirational.
It was wishful thinking.
Aspirational.
I'll pop that there. Okay. I'll pop it there. But yeah, it can completely be grayed out. So replacement, own section, grayed out, and have it drop down. Okay, so we can get rid of this. Boop, boop. Okay. So items relationship, we have that. We have that. We have that. Those are already in there. Charge actual cost is up there. To move those over. If lost item is returned, yep. Okay, so we have four different things that are kind of, I don't know what you want to call them. These four things here. So charge lost item processing fee if declared lost by patron, charge lost item processing fee if lost by system. If lost item returned or renewed, remove the lost item processing fee. If lost item returned or renewed, charge overdues based on which I'm not. Why is that even? I don't understand why that's even part of the loss policy. I don't get this one, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, that's just me. What right now I have these in a miscellaneous section. Is there any header that makes sense for these, or is it should just be part of general? These are all related to processing fee too, by the way. So let me double check our forms.
I think that return that if lost item renewed or returned, I think that's based on the alternative is to not charge overdue fines. I think that's what
Right.
it's because you can't see the other toggle options that it doesn't make sense. I
Yeah.
think, if I
Let
remember
me go
correctly.
over here.
Yeah. I mean,
That
yeah, it's
I think.
basically like if the returned item, yeah, if the lost item is returned due or renewed, then look at the overdue fine policy or don't look at the overdue fine policy.
Okay,
Right,
I'm
because
gonna
the
pause
overdue
for that
fine
one.
policy gets put in, gets triggered at the moment of return slash renewal.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's right here. If lost item returned or renewed, charge overdues based. Do not charge overdues. I don't know. It's not changing this though.
Well, it wouldn't. Those are different things.
Yeah.
Right, the lost item processing fee is the idea that you charge someone $100 plus $10 for pissing us off.
I like those fees.
And then I am not actually a fan of them. I managed to kill our processing fee for replacement copies, and the number of replacement copies that we have gotten has skyrocketed because it's actually cheaper to provide a replacement copy and do all of that work for us than it is to say, here is a replacement copy, but also you still owe us $35.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I do think that this makes sense here. Going back to the mock-up, I don't know that it has a huge, I do think that the if lost, returned or renewed things make sense next to each other. I don't really care where they go.
Right now, let me leave this as a, as I said, like this could be, actually, these are all, yeah. I'm trying to think of a good header name. Let me think about it. Maybe I can come up with a header name. If worst case scenario, we can just make this as part of general, or just leave it as a dash. I like that, leaving it as a dash. Okay. So, just looking at this is just an informational screen. Does this make more sense to people now? General, you see what type of replacement or lost fee is processed, if it's actual cost or not. Actually, this should, yeah, processing fee. You have your lost item process replacement and the lost item processing fee. So all your fees are up under general. We have the four different miscellaneous settings under here, which are mostly processing fee related. And then you have your timing, and then the replacement settings, which aren't used because the system doesn't do anything with them, are all at the bottom, grayed out with a little question mark. And I'm going to just put in there, I'm going to just put Joe's email address in there and just say for questions, please email this person.
I
But
would
does
just
that
say
make
that top part, the general part, could not, I
Mm-hmm.
mean, it could be called general or it could be called fees, right? Because those are, it's all about
Yeah.
the amount that's being charged.
Or char yeah, charge amounts.
Charges. It depends if the amount, if these other things in the middle get lumped into, like, if it's called fees, it could include that those other chunks down below, right? The other four questions, because those are all about processing fee.
Yeah, that's so if we change this back to fees.
If it was fees, then all seven of those could be under there.
So I'm having trouble with the word like fee and fine because isn't a fee like what we would call a bill? And then a fine is like an overdue fine. It's late. But these are.
I mean, these. I think this is just one of those things where people came up with language, and it doesn't.
Makes
Like
sense.
a fine is a kind of fee, right?
I
An
think of
overdue.
replacement fee and overdue fine is how I think about it. That's how I keep it sort of in my head, is a replacement fee and an overdue fine. But
But
we call them replacement charges.
when we're saying processing fee, to me that would really be a fine. I'm just thinking too hard.
I don't think
No,
this is.
no.
Do so that actually brings up an interesting thing because it's always the wording of this has always annoyed me. Do we need it? Do we have to have a distinction between what is a fee and what is a fine? Or is everything, or could we say everything is a fee or everything is a fine?
Well, here's the thing with our university, we put holds on student accounts when they owe a fee. We do not when they owe a fine. So a fee for us is a bill. So you've lost the item and you've been billed, or it was damaged and you were billed for the replacement. It's not coming back to us. That is a fee, and that is something we would put a hold on your university account for transcripts, diplomas, enrollment, etc. If it is a
Right.
fine, a late fine, an overdue fine, we do not put holds on their account. So for us, the distinction is important. If it did become one thing, we'd have to try maybe switch to a dollar amount, but that'd be hard to do because you could have a whole bunch of fines that add up to a dollar amount that would equal a fee, right? So
Well,
go ahead, David.
sorry, not to not I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, that's a, I'm just like we do use it as two different things, but the that's why it throws me off because for me, a processing fee that the items come back, right? Or you renewed it or you returned it, it's come back. So really that should be a fine, a processing fine. But I just get stuck on the words because of the way we use them.
And I think this just gets into like translation across. I agree that just calling everything a fee would simplify things a lot. I think ultimately each fee is going to have its own name. So like there can't be anything currently in the system that's actually telling you this is a fine and this is a fee, so do this or do that and put a charge or don't put a charge. So I mean I would argue for call everything that it charges a fee, and then there's a kind of fee that is an overdue fine. But I think if we try to get down to like how does each institution use a given word, especially when that word has to be translated into multiple different languages, I think we're just going in circles. I don't think we'll ever come up with a solution that works for
That's what your
everyone.
notice template is for. You put
Yeah,
your
there
own
you
language in it.
go.
Yeah.
Well, and I was just thinking, you're run a traffic light and you get a ticket to pay a fine, and then you go to the courthouse and you have to pay a fee to use their credit card, right? So that's how I think of fees and fines is you're a fine is for a violation of policy, and then a fee is associated with taking care of the offense.
So I'm actually fine going either way. I think the way Aaron and Joe explained it, that makes a little bit more sense. And then if we wanted to go that route, it should be re these should be reworded. But I guess also the other my question is then too is it even necessary to have the distinction? So let's do it this way. Anybody, for those of you who feel that having a distinction and using both the terms fees and fines, please give me a hands up. And then we'll just take a vote and go that direction. If not, if you think just using the singular term, everything is a fee and there is no quote unquote fines across the system. So let me rewind up. There's two different options. The first option is we stick with the terminology of fee and fine, but then make sure that there's a very clear distinction between what a fee is and what a fine is. And we continue with that fee fine terminology. The other one is we either drop fee or we drop fine, but it's just one word that's used throughout the entire system. Yes, David. You're muted. Oh, David, you're muted. Can't hear you.
How much is it worth trying to change what is my the third option, which is what is how much is it worth spending developer resources on making a change? Because either of these, I think, would require a change. Either you'd have to go in and carefully think about in every single case, is this a penalty or is this just a fee for a service or for something else versus making it consistent? But in either case, you are spending precious, precious developer resources on what the word is. And I just feel like there are so many other things that don't work with fees and fines that this is not a great use of that time. That would be my actual vote, is I don't think it matters enough. I think it should go way down the list of priorities.
I agree. I understand the concern. I will say that the terminology with fees and fines from the back end side is superficial. There is nothing in the back end of the system where something is named a fee, something is named a fine. Everything is basically named fee fine throughout the entire back end system. So making those name changes would be literally just in the UI changes because, like, for instance, this one, we're talking about rearranging and kind of redoing the entire UI. For somebody to just change the wording on these, we're talking like fractions of time. So I don't think it would have the impact on
Okay.
developer
Well, that I mean,
resources.
that's good, but it will have an impact on we'll have to spend how much
That
time
would,
trying to agree on any of this, because for instance, a loss
yes.
citing processing fee for many institutions is not considered a penalty or a fine. It is the
Yes.
cost that it takes to accept a replacement and bring it into your catalog. It is a charge for a service, and that service is cataloging and ingesting a new item. So
Yes. Yes.
I
That,
just,
yeah.
there's so many bigger fish to fry, is really what I care.
Yes. On that side, I definitely agree. I think for us to discuss, go through and figure out all of these, breaking it out and saying which is a fee or a fine is going to cost us a ton of time.
Yeah, and
But
note that Yana had to run, but says she doesn't have an opinion because it's all going to be lost in translation, right?
nice,
So
nice.
none of this is going to matter because it's all going to be wrong the second you're not in English. So I just
Exactly.
feel like, what can you do?
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with David. Like, I don't think we need to make this a priority. And I've only gone in here when we were setting up our system, right? Like, once we set it up, I don't come back in here and it doesn't matter. So, like, yeah, I want to do the work here, and I want to and make some changes, but this one is not a high priority.
Okay, so
I've already dealt
if
with it. It's already in my head. I've dealt with it.
that's nice. Okay, so what I'm saying, let me do this. Unless there's any objections, let's just change it to a single term. So it's no longer fees and fines. It's just going to be a single term. I really like Amelia's suggestion of instead of fees and fines, fees are fines, just changing it to charge. That everything is now a charge. So you have a lost item replacement charge. You have a processing charge. How's that sound to everybody?
I love it.
Okay, then let's do that. Great suggestion. I will go through and reword these. So we're not doing it here, but I will start changing these over to charges. And I think that will actually, it's ambiguous enough that. No one should have a problem. And hopefully that also translate in German really well too. And other languages. Okay. So now the only other part of this is the actual form itself. What I will do is, because we're at 8 minutes, what I will do is take this display layout that we have worked on here. Oh, yes, go ahead, Joe.
There is the n sort of refund policy. There's one last option over there. I don't remember if you moved it.
Whereabouts
N
do
no fee
we?
fine, the very last one.
Ah, that thing. Did I? You are right. I did not. We don't need that anyways.
Right, does it do anything? Question number one.
Yes, it
Might
does. It's cost
actually
us.
do something. Doesn't
Does
that
it do
work?
something now?
We don't use
Yes.
it,
Yeah.
No, it
but
absolutely does. It
it
absolutely
does.
does.
I've run into problems with it. It does work.
Yeah, we broke
Yeah.
it. Yeah, it's annoying because somebody in our initial setup of our system actually did, where'd it go? Actually did set this. I think it was for 30 days or something of that nature. And or it might have been 6 months. Somebody along the line made a decision at some point in time to set this. And it actually caused issues because people started returning things and they were not getting refunds and they
They
thought
don't
there was
get.
something broken with the system and it was just setting here.
Yeah, we do
So
it for equipment. We don't renew. We don't give you a refund if you return a charger 7 days late. Like, it's
I
you
don't
bought
blame
it. Yeah.
you.
So
You bought it.
there are real use
Oh, I
cases that
know.
this is
No,
great.
no,
Yeah.
no. I'm delighted. It's absolutely a use case. I just didn't think it worked. Because we
Oh,
what?
yeah.
Because we have
Totally
the
works.
we have that policy of if the item has been the lo if you paid for the lost item, and it's been a year, and you find the book, we don't care because we have already moved on. We bought that book, or maybe we didn't buy that book. That's the whole nother. This
Exactly.
is, by the way, why you are all having to deal with calling these lost item fees instead of replacement fees. Goes back to the Olay days and a now retired AUL at the University of Chicago, who I literally had to spend time and resources getting that changed in Olay because he was obsessed with the fact that we don't necessarily use that money to replace that book.
Yeah,
And he
I deal with
was.
that with the school district same way.
And so that's why that's there. You're welcome. It's my gift to you of inane conversations I had 12 years ago or whatever.
And now everyone tells us it's not lost. I just don't have it anymore. It got stolen. It's not lost. I know right where it is.
Yeah.
We actually, at one point in time, when I was working at Zerk Desk, somebody, quote unquote, lost a laptop. And then after a while, it's like, oh no, it was stolen. I'm like, okay, we need a police report. Why? If
Yeah.
it was stolen, then you should have submitted a police report, and we need the proof of the police report that it was stolen so that we can file an insurance claim to get the laptop paid by university insurance. Well, I don't want to file a police report. I'm like, well, if you don't file a police report, you're responsible for it. Oddly enough, the laptop turned up 5 days later.
Wow. Yeah.
Such a
They
nice
did.
thief to return it.
Yeah.